A French Open update for AFT Hire, specialising in temporary fencing and portable toilet hire. AFTHire.com.au.
Yes, down at AFT, always give Graham and Sasha a call because they're big listeners at SEN, 1300 946 660, or you can log on to AFTHire.com.au. G'day, Brett.
Yeah, good morning, Kev.
Brett, we saw overnight the greatest clay court player in the world absolutely getting smashed.
Look, he did. After a titanic struggle in the first set, which went just over an hour, it's almost like then Novak Djokovic just clicked into a whole new gear, KB. And look, he was fantastic overnight. And this is the end of an era, 39-match winning streak, only two losses out of his last 72 matches. But Rafael Nadal, as we know, didn't come in with a perfect build-up, certainly hasn't been at his absolute best in the last 6 to 12, 18 months. On the other end of the scale, Novak Djokovic has just climbed the tennis mountain and is looks like he's going to keep going, KB. He is just in magnificent shape. Look, it was a really interesting first set. I mean, he jumped out to a 4-love lead, and we thought this is pretty ominous signs here. And Rafa, in typical fashion, got a breaker serve, got it back to 4-all, and then it was just some of the points were absolutely outstanding. And look, it was important that Novak got that first set. Just with Nadal's great record on the clay and Roland Garros and the crowd behind him, and it took till his seventh set point, just over the hour mark, he hit a brilliant forehand cross-court pass, and Nadal popped it wide. He was trying to caress a little backhand volley, and Novak, once he got that first set under your belt, you just felt that Nadal went to the chair and thought, gee, I've got it. Toe-to-toe with Novak for an hour, I can't topple him. History says in the last few meetings I haven't been able to topple him. And then he got that break, eighth game of the second set, two sets to love lead, and then it was just absolute sustained excellence from that point. Dominated the third set, wins in straight, and I can't see him losing the French Open from here. I don't think he's played his final. Had it gone to five and had it been maybe 10-8 and gone for 4 or 5 hours, you might have said a different thing. But 2 hours and 26 minutes last night, that's a good workout for Novak Djokovic, and he is certainly in the box seat.
Yeah, 7-5, 6-3, and then 6-1 in that third set against Nadal. Andy Murray, he's got a great record on clay going at the moment. David Ferrer is always a tough customer, but he only lasted four sets, and the last set went against him 6-1.
Yeah, look, two really tough sets and then two fairly one-sided sets. It was over 3 hours. I mean, Ferrer makes you work. You're not going to get an easy victory against David Ferrer. He just chases everything down. He gets so many balls back into play, makes you hit that extra ball. But Murray is in, like Novak, as you mentioned, in great form. He's on a 15-game winning streak on the clay. And now he's got to try and counter Djokovic. And that's been the tough assignment for Andy. I think Novak's won the last six or seven in their head-to-head battle, 18-8, I think, overall is the record. And we know that Murray is such a good counter-punch, a great defensive player. What I have noticed in this tournament is he's trying to get forward, he's trying to be the aggressor. He knows if he's going to beat Djokovic, he cannot just sit back on the baseline and make things and hope that Novak is going to make a mistake. I mean, the one great part about this French Open, KB, we've seen a lot more variety from the players. I mean, Djokovic used that drop shot brilliantly last night. Good tactic to bring Nadal in, so it takes away that great forehand power from the back of the court that Rafa has. So it made him get to the net, made him passable. And Andy's got to play that same sort of game against Novak Djokovic. He cannot sit and go toe-to-toe on the baseline because Djokovic will win that battle. His cross-court double-handed backhand is just superb, the angle he gets on that shot. So I'm really keen to see what Andy Murray is going to bring to the table, because in the last few meetings, he's fallen well short of Novak Djokovic.
Brett, Andy Murray, when he was at the Australian Open, a lot of people thought his second serve wasn't good enough, and they pointed to his coach, Emily Maresmo, as a person who wasn't a great server herself and just wondered whether or not she'd be able to add that to his game, whether she's got the expertise to get that second serve better. On the other hand, one would think maybe she knows a little bit about clay court tennis. So has she improved him as a clay court player?
Look, one would suggest so, considering the winning streak that he's on. And I think this will be the only third meeting they've met on clay. So these two haven't gone head-to-head on that surface very often. Prior to Andy winning those two tournaments in the lead-up to the French, he'd never won a clay court tournament in 10 years on the tour. So he certainly has improved. And, you know, he's got the all-court game, Murray, that can survive on any surface. If he's aggressive, he'll win most tennis games. He's just a class act, Andy Murray. But if he's just content to counterpunch and he's going to serve up some powder puff, 130 clicks, second serves, then guys like Djokovic are just going to pounce on that. I mean, Djokovic's serving at the moment is outstanding. And that's his big strength. He's up around 70, 75%. So that's where Murray's got to certainly match him in getting his first serves in. Very fine margins often between these two. They've often played, you know, great matches, four or five sets. This is a chance for Andy Murray to step up. But G1 feels Novak's... Now he's got past Nadal, Kev. He's got his eyes only for the trophy.
Well, a lot of people are suggesting that if he can win the French, that he could go on and win the Grand Slam. And as we know, only Rod Laver has done that, and Don Budge. So, or to hold all those titles in the 1 year. So Djokovic, maybe he's on a journey, a tennis journey that's one to be remembered. We've got Joe Wilfred Tsonga playing against Stan Wawrinka in the other semi-final. And Stan's the man, isn't he?
Yeah, look, you know, it promises to be a great match. I mean, these are two shot makers. These are two guys that are beautiful to watch in full flight. I mean, Wawrinka with his backhand, Tsonga just with his all-court athletic ability and, you know, gets off the ground and, you know, certainly has a bit of flair or those, you know, volleys and little flicks over the back of his head. And, you know, he's been rock solid. He's going to have that French crowd behind him to try and get a Frenchman through to a Grand Slam final. It's been a little while. You know, Wawrinka, I thought, was just clinical against Federer the other night. I mean, he hit nearly 50 winners. So this is going to be a real power display. It's hard to know where to lean with this one. I reckon the crowd's got some part to play here for Tsonga, but whether he can retain his concentration for the whole match, so I'd probably just favour Stan, but I reckon that's got five sets written all over it. And, well, whoever wins that, to be honest, you know, it's been a good side of the draw to be on, but I don't think they're going to be a match for either Murray or Djokovic, whoever gets through.
What about the girls? Serena Williams is up against Baczynski. The young girl has got through to the semi-final, and Ivanovic is against Safarova.
Yeah, look, Serena got the job done last night. Got out of the blocks well. She'd been a slow starter in her last few matches, but she came into that match with Sara Errani 8-0 on the head-to-head. And yeah, talk about a serve that's not overly effective.
Oh, well, gee, I was watching it last night, Brett. I actually called Denise and I said, you've got to watch this girl's serve. Starts with a racket behind her neck, for starters, so she doesn't have any big wind-up. She just starts it there, and then she just loops it over the net.
Yeah, and look, serving right into the middle of the box, beautifully into the hitting zone of Europe. And Serena was stepping 2 feet inside the baseline and going whooshka. So she made light work of Sara, who probably goes out there thinking, how on earth am I going to defeat Serena Williams? 6-1, 6-3. Yeah, Tavia Baczynski, great story, the 23rd set. I mean, for 3 years there, between 2011 and 13, she had a lot of injuries, hardly played on the tour, got as low as 285 in the world. So to make her way back to the top 30 of women's tennis is a great effort. Unfortunately, though, it's going to come to a crushing end at the hands of Serena tonight. The other semi-final is going to be a beauty. Anna Ivanovic does like the clay. She's won at Roland Garros. She looks really solid to me, Anna. Not the fragility that I'd normally associate with her game in the past, but Lucy Safarova off the baseline, against Sharapova in particular, was really, really strong. Big lefty serve. She's consolidated herself in the top 20 for the best part of the last 3 years. So really fine margins in this one. I reckon Safarova might just get Ivanovic because she's really consistent with her ball striking, and she's got that serve that can get Ivanovic out of court. So, yeah, big night for the women in terms of the semi-finals, and then strap yourself in for the men tomorrow night, KB.
I know it's also, Brett, that Nick Bollettieri has tweeted about Nick Kyrgios. Thinks he's a fan. Fantastic player, says he likes his character. He's got to just tone it down a little bit. He's just got to make certain he keeps his emotions under control and he's maintained some discipline. But he reckons his backhand is a weakness, and he's got to start strengthening the left hand to become a better player. And he said that this is something that he's noticed with him. If he's going to be a star on the circuit, he's got to strengthen his double-handed backhand.
Yeah, and well, you know, be honest, look at Novak Djokovic and the damage that Djokovic does with that backhand, which is just absolutely superb, whether he's going cross-court with that angle or he's just going up the line really quick through the air. There's not a lot of sit-up time with that ball. It, you know, he's often a winner or has got his opponent really on the stretch, unable to get an effective shot back. Look, Nick Bollettieri spent some time out here in Australia at last year's Australian, or this year's Australian Open, and he is a big fan of all the Aussie kids. He loves Kokkinakis. Bernard Tomic has spent some time there in the past. So I know he's always happy to lend a hand or open his doors at his Bollettieri Academy over there in Florida for the Aussies and their coaches to come by and spend, whether it's a week training there or a few months, or just be some sort of consultant. And no, he's right about the backhand of Nick Kyrgios. It's a shot that, you know, is so vital in men's tennis. And look, we know Nick's a work in progress and he's still trying to get that body right if he's going to compete on the tour.
Always great to catch up, Brett. We'll speak tomorrow.
Thanks, KB.
Always brought to you by AFT Hire. Now, that's for all your temporary fencing and portable toilet hire. Call Graham or Sash. They're big SEN listeners on 1300 946 660, or log on to afthire.com.au. Take a break. On the other side, Frank Panisi's got to join us from the Storm.